This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's just arrived in South Korea. U.S. intelligence officials say it's possible North Korea will conduct a nuclear test as President Biden visits South Korea and Japan. The president and South Korean leaders meet Saturday in Seoul. There are still some Ukrainian fighters holed up at that besieged steel plant in Mariupol, but it's not clear how long they can hold out against the Russians.
A video statement from Sviatoslav Palomar, the deputy commander of the Azov regiment, was released Thursday. Palomar said, "Glory to Ukraine. Today is the 85th day of the war. The fighters and I are in the Azovstal factory. An operation is underway, the details of which I will not announce. Thanks to the whole world. Thanks to Ukraine for the support. We will see you." More than 1,700 defenders of the Azovstal steel plant have surrendered since Monday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Relatives of the 10 black people shot dead in a Buffalo supermarket are pleading with the nation to stop racist violence. At a church service last night, Mayor Byron Brown said,
"I'm praying that God will give the families the strength and give our community the strength to overcome."
Kids ages 5 to 11 should get a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine, say advisors to the government. The CDC quickly approved that, opening a third COVID shot to healthy elementary-age children. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign a bill that prohibits all abortions, except to save the life of the woman or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that's been reported to law enforcement. The Senate has approved a bill aimed at easing the baby formula shortage for families participating in a government assistance program. The House has already passed it. It goes to President Biden now. This is AP News. The composer who wrote the Oscar-winning theme for the movie Chariots of Fire has died.
Even if you never saw the movie, you remember the theme, the unrelenting electronic instrumental that Vangelis created for Chariots of Fire. It won him an Oscar and led to his being hired to write the music for dozens of other movies, documentaries, and TV series. As one of the world's most recognizable movie themes ever, it has also been used in just about every type of spoof imaginable. Media reports in his native land, Greece, say Vangelis died in a French hospital on Tuesday. He was 79 years old. The Greek prime minister calls him an electronic sound trailblazer whose death is sad news for the entire world. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The typical price of a home now in the U.S. is $391,000. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.